Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're going to be talking to a history maker. It's our pleasure and privilege to have back with us Dr. John MacArthur. It was a few decades ago that Dr. MacArthur published his book, The Gospel According to Jesus. And I'm fairly sure that when the church history textbooks are written of the 20th century, one of the controversies that will be in them is the Lordship Salvation controversy, and it's centered around that book. Did you anticipate that book becoming such a book of discussion and being, in many ways, a sort of a flashpoint for a discussion for a good number of years?
I didn't think it would go the way it did. Zondervan published that book, and they thought it might sell 25,000 in the first year. Well, it did 10 times that. And the reason was, to put it simply, I had assaulted the bastion of Dallas Theological Seminary. And not their dispensational tradition, and not their eschatology, but their soteriology. I had concerns about what they were producing there. And keep in mind, if you go back to that point, Stephen, I'm sure you'll remember, they were literally populating every Christian college and Bible school faculty with their graduates. And so this concept of the gospel was everywhere. I was deeply concerned about it, but it did reach a flashpoint for me when Zane Hodges wrote a book called The Hungry Inherit that just, in my mind, completely undermined the gospel. And he created a kind of a two-dimensional kind of salvation. There are some who will be in the kingdom and some who will inherit the kingdom. And those are the ones who confess Jesus as Lord. And then Hodges just, I think, obliterated the gospel. You could be an unbelieving believer. You could deny Christ and you were still going to heaven. And I was so upset by that book that I launched. I honestly purposely took on Dallas because that was the one place where that was coming from. As you said, it was an American issue. It wasn't an issue anywhere else. And Dallas had basically created that issue. So when I took them on, I think that's why it became such a conflagration at the beginning.
You know, this is interesting because as I'm talking to you, I'm sort of connecting some dots in my head. And you had mentioned Warfield earlier and, of course, Warfield's influence on the doctrine of inspiration. Warfield, as you know, was very interested in the doctrine of sanctification. Mm-hmm. And he was very concerned about the Keswick movement as it was coming on very strong in the 1910s. But he was also concerned, and I remember reading a rather scathing review of Lewis Berry Chafer's He That Is Spiritual, mm-hmm. that Warfield saw that as a very dangerous approach to sanctification and ultimately then undermining the gospel. So in some sense, maybe all this Warfield reading has rubbed off.
And look, I imbibed Counterfeit Miracles by Warfield. I mean, and that grinds down to the very charismatic issues of today. But I mean, obviously, if you think a person could be saved and deny Christ and still be saved, you not only have no doctrine of sanctification, you have no doctrine of conversion.
You're right. Well, we appreciate these books of yours. We appreciate your work. You know, those that know the ministry of Grace to You and Grace Church and your writings, the hallmark of all of that is your stand for truth, and we appreciate that. In this program, we not only engage the history makers of the past, but we have history makers in our own generation and appreciate your contributions to the church. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, this has been my privilege by the purpose of God and the sovereign design of God to be in one place all this time. And that has forced me to keep studying, and constantly be developing material. It has taken me beyond what I ever thought would happen to me, just to be in the same place and have everything recorded and have to keep moving. So it's kept me going, and I think that's part of the reason why there's so much that's come out of that ministry, because it's all been in one place.
And you've been in the Bible.
Yeah, always.
Ever since you got there.
Always.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. MacArthur.
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve.
I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit 5minutesinchurchhistory.com.